This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page and inshallah ta'ala today we are on page 169 which is in the ninth juz of the Quran Surah Al-A'raf In the previous episode we mentioned those verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Torah and its blessing and its benefit for humankind for the people of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and Bani Israel and how Allah Azza wa Jal placed within it a reminder and within it guidance for them and within it an explanation of all that they needed that would benefit them and how those people who turn away and are heedless of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal because of the arrogance that they have in their hearts and the pride they won't accept the signs of Allah even if every single one of them was to be presented to them nor will they take the path of guidance but rather they will always seek out the path of misguidance of error of disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned to us the story from in this episode of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Bani Israel's timeline in which Musa alayhi salam as he's receiving the revelation of the Torah in his absence his people worship a calf besides Allah azza wa jal. They fashion the calf and they build the calf and they make the calf and they consider it to be their God besides Allah azza wa jal and they worship it until Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returns and they realize the errors that they have done and they turn back to Allah azza wa jalla in repentance. We will speak about this now in more detail because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention what happens when Musa alayhi salam returns and he finds Bani Israel worshipping this calf besides Allah azza wa jalla. So we continue from verse 150 and that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. ولما رجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا قال بئس ما خلفتموني من بعدي أعجلتم أمر ربكم وألقى الألواح وأخذ برأس أخيه يجره إليه قال ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين On his return to his people, angry and aggrieved, Musa said, How foul and evil is that which you have done in my absence? Were you so keen to bring your Lord's judgment forward? He threw the tablets down and seized his brother by the hair, pulling him towards him. Harun alayhi salam said, Son of my mother, these people overpowered me. They almost killed me. Do not give my enemies reason to rejoice. Do not include me with these evildoers. When Musa alayhi salam returns from meeting Allah azza wa jal with the Torah, He comes and he finds his people worshipping this calf besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jal describes him and he says, غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا He was aggrieved and he was angry. غَضْبَانَ, he's extremely angry and he's extremely upset because of what they did. And he's also aggrieved because of all of the favors that Allah just bestowed upon them, all of the good that Allah gave to them, all of the ways that Allah favored them by saving them from Pharaoh and taking them out of bondage and slavery and giving them these blessings now that they have. And despite all of that, they have turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have turned away and worshipped other than Allah azza wa jal. So he is angry and he is aggrieved. And that is because he is angry for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any personal reason. Not because of any personal claim. Because the prophets of Allah azza wa jal don't seek retribution or revenge for their personal benefit. But rather they do so for the sake of Allah azza wa jal and the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, addressing his people, قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِي He says to them, what is the evil that you have done in my absence? Meaning that I left you in the best of ways. I left you with guidance and I left you with a prophet to guide you and to lead you. I left you with clear instructions. And I go away And now that I come back, I find that you have turned away not only from those commandments or you've disobeyed in one or two issues, you have done the worst possible thing that you can imagine. And that is to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you've gone towards the opposite extreme, that you have completely rejected the favors of Allah, rejected the religion of Allah, rejected belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, and gone towards what Samiri made seem appealing to you. أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْنَ رَبِّكُمْ. Are you so keen to bring forward your Lord's command, meaning His punishment, what Allah Azza wa Jal will do to those people who turn away from Him? Are you so keen to bring forward Allah's judgment upon you, Allah's commands upon you, that you went and you turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَأَلْقَ الْأَلْوَاحِ. And then you threw down the tablets in his state of rage and his anger. Musa alayhi salam does this out of a state of anger, not out of any disrespect for the speech of Allah or the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things that you see when you study the stories of the prophets of Allah azza wa jal is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that people have different personalities. Even the prophets of Allah, the personality of Musa alayhi salam is not like the personality of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The personality of and the character of Nuh alayhi salam is unlike the personality of another prophet of Allah azza wa jal. Each one of them is unique in their own way in terms of their personality. And that is why there are numerous ahadith that speak about how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the personality of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And that is that he was someone who was extremely passionate when it came to these types of issues. And so Musa alayhi salam was known like Umar radiallahu anhu, because the Prophet compared the two of them in terms of their personality. Umar radiallahu anhu was known for his bravery and his courage, but also for his strength and his conviction of his opinions and his forcefulness at times. And likewise, Musa alayhi salam was the same. So when Musa alayhi salam does certain things because of his personality, not because he has any type of dislike for the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal or any type of hatred for anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to him, wal'iyadu billah, but because of his personality, Allah Azza wa Jal knows this from him. And so Musa alayhi salam isn't rebuked for what he does in terms of throwing down the tablets in that way. It's because of the evil that he sees, of the shirk that they committed, and that is also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why you have the amazing hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was on the night journey, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Musa alayhi salam, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passes by him, he calls upon Allah azza wa jal, and he's saying and he's raising his voice to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, O Jibreel, what is Musa saying to his Lord in this way? He says, so Jibreel alayhi salam responds and he says that Musa is saying to Allah azza wa jal, you sent after me a man who came after me and his ummah is bigger than mine. Because Musa alayhi salam wanted to have the biggest of and the greatest of nations, and he has a great nation, but the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is greater, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is greater than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And all of them are messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alayhim as-salatu wasalam. And so Musa alayhi salam is saying that you sent someone after me who surpassed me, and his nation will surpass my nation. And so Musa and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam says to Jibreel, this is how he speaks to Allah azza wa jal, meaning in that way he speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam responds and he says, your Lord knows this of Musa. Meaning your Lord knows this is Musa alayhi salam. This is the way he speaks with that type of passion, and that's a very important lesson for us. Because sometimes we expect everyone to be like Umar, or everyone to be like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma. We expect everyone to be an Ali, or everyone to be as modest as Uthman. And that's not the case. People are different in terms of their natures, in terms of their personalities, in terms of the way that their character has developed. And sometimes that character is wrong. And where it's wrong, that's where it needs to be rectified. Because if you're doing something haram or something wrong in your character, that's a problem. But in terms of you just having a certain personality, some people are more open and sociable, some people are less sociable, they're more shy and modest, some people are very generous by nature, some people less so, some people are quite stern and serious, other people less so, some people have more of a sense of humor, some people less so. That's just the way Allah Azza wa Jalla created people. To be able to understand those personalities is a sign of leadership, and it is a good quality for a person, especially when it comes to their own children and their own family members, or for example a person who employs people, or a person who's has students or whatever it may be, to understand that these are people's personality traits, so long as they're not doing haram and they're not oppressing people and they're not doing some evil towards others. That's their personality. So if Allah Azza wa Jalla knows this from his prophets, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew this of his companions, then who are me and you to want to mold and shape everyone to be like me. Everyone's got to have my person. Everyone's got to think like me. Or everyone's got to be like someone that I want them to be like. Like, for example, Umar or Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr or Umar, radiallahu anhuma. And so this is something which we see within this amazing verse. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla says that Musa alayhi salam threw down the tablets. وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. And then in a state of anger, he takes the hair and the beard of his brother Harun and he drags him. And other verses mention both the hair and the beard of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. He drags him by his hair and he brings him close together, brings him closer to him. And that's because he's thinking Harun is a prophet of Allah. I left him in my stead. He was meant to guide and lead these people. And in his presence they did shirk. قَالَ ابْنَ أُمَّ إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي. So Harun responds and he says, O son of my mother. And some of the scholars of tafsir, they said that he mentions his mother because he wanted to bring the merciful and the maternal side out of Musa alayhi salam. He's in a state of anger. He wants to remind him of the maternal characteristics of love and kindness and forgiveness and mercy. So he says, O son of my mother, إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي. These people overpowered me. وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي. And they would have killed me. In another verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla, Harun alayhi salam says to Musa, they would have been a great fitna. Because these are people who have opposed Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then there are people of Bani Israel who don't agree. And if we had fought them, there would have been a civil war. And they would have died. And there would have been killing. And there would have been a great deal of evil that would have ensued. And you said to me when you left, reconcile, aslih. وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Don't follow the path of the people of corruption. So Harun alayhi salam, in his wisdom, in his knowledge, in his maturity, knew that it is only a matter of days when Musa alayhi salam returns. Because somebody is saying, Musa's gone, there's no more Musa, he's left. And this is his God, and this is what he wanted you to do. Harun is saying, I knew that you would return. And he would return with commands from Allah Azza wa Jal and revelation from Allah. And when you came, you would right this wrong. And you would teach these people and you would punish those who need to be punished. And so Harun alayhi salam understood this. And so he waited and he played, if you like, the long game with his maturity and his wisdom. And that is from the maturity and wisdom that sometimes a leader also needs, or a parent needs. Sometimes to be someone who's reactionary. You see something and you respond immediately. That's a problem. Sometimes you have to be calm and you have to give people time and you have to let things play out until that person realizes the mistake that they have made and they turn back to Allah Azza wa Jalla, just as Bani Israel did. It took him a number of months. Musa alayhi salam is away for 40 days and nights and then he's meeting with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then he returns. That's a number of months before he returns. But Harun alayhi salam is patient with his people. He's trying to reconcile. He's trying to avoid a greater evil and harm that may ensue. And that's something very important when it comes to us as parents. Sometimes our children, they're not so good with some of their actions in Islam or some of their deeds of Islam or some of the characteristics that they should have as a Muslim. But they're praying and they're trying to, you know, give zakah and they're fasting and they're doing as much as they can and they're reading Quran. But they still have problems. They're still watching things maybe they shouldn't be watching or doing things they shouldn't be doing. You have to learn how to manage that situation. You have to learn not to have a greater evil in place of the smaller evil that is present. You have to learn to be patient and to see what may be coming in the longer term future, having a vision for this stuff. That's very important, and that is what Harun alayhi salam does. And there are many lessons in the way that Harun alayhi salam responds with these people. And that is why in these verses, Harun alayhi salam is not rebuked, except by Musa alayhi salam in this instance. And then as we will see now, as soon as he explains what he said, then Musa alayhi salam doesn't say anything more to him, but rather he makes dua for himself and for his brother that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives them. And that's because Harun alayhi salam is showing his maturity, his wisdom, his knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal gives to prophets. He knows how to manage this situation. We as parents, as spouses, sometimes the husband, sometimes the wife, sometimes as children if you're older and your parents are elderly and you're not the one who's trying to hold your family together, you have siblings and so on, it is very important the way that you deal with these issues. And to know where there's a problem, even if it is a sin, and to understand it in its greater context. Especially in a time that we live in, where there are so many fitnas and trials, where you don't want to make things worse, whereby making one thing or being strict with one thing, you bring about a greater harm and a greater problem. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't advise. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't correct wrong. Doesn't mean that if you see something evil and haram, you shouldn't speak out. That's not what I'm saying. It's not what the meaning is. But there should be wisdom in the way that you do it. Harun alayhi salam spoke to his people. He told them this is wrong. He told them this is shirk. He told them that what they're doing was evil. But when it started to come now that there's going to be blood spilled, bloodshed, civil war and strife, then he said, okay, maybe now it's better to wait. So it's not that you don't advise, that you don't try, that you don't use the authority that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to you as a parent, for example, that you don't use that in your house and so on, but also to know how and when to use it. Some people are just like a hammer. Everything they see, they smash, smash, smash. Everything they see, doesn't matter how small or big. Sometimes the hammer is not the right tool in every situation. Sometimes the tool is something else that you have to use in different ways. And so for a person to have that level of maturity, to be able to understand these things, and it comes with knowledge by studying the Quran, studying the Sunnah, looking at how these prophets of Allah dealt with these situations. These are all situations that all of us face in different ways and different scenarios, different contexts, but the principles are the same. The way the Prophet ﷺ likewise did so in his seerah, and then you benefit from this in that way. فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْعَدَاءَ وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. He says, so don't make me, or don't give my enemies reason to rejoice, meaning that you come and you harm me, and they're like, yes, Musa alayhi salam is on our side, Harun was the one in the wrong. وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Don't equate me with these people. I wasn't agreeing with them. I wasn't part of it. I didn't give them permission to do so. And so Musa, Harun alayhi salam states his case. So Musa alayhi salam then understands Harun alayhi salam and what he's saying, and he calms down and he says, as Allah mentions in verse 151, قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Musa said, O Allah, forgive me and my brother and accept us into your mercy. You are the most merciful of all of those who show mercy. So now Musa alayhi salam understands, and understands that he was hasty with his brother, that maybe he was too rash and harsh to judge him in that way. Now that he's understood the reasoning, and that's a very important principle. If there is someone who's doing something and it seems to be wrong, and even if it is wrong and haram, to try to sit down and understand why it is that they're doing what they're doing, what the motivation is, what the reason is, what the cause is, that's something which is very beneficial and helpful. Just to sit down and have a conversation. And so as soon as Musa alayhi salam responds and hears this, he then turns to Allah Azza wa Jalla and makes dua, and he says, O Allah, forgive me, forgive my brother. Enter us into your mercy, for you are the one who is most merciful of those who show mercy, meaning that we weren't part of this. This isn't something which we agreed to. Have mercy upon us and have mercy upon those who did not agree to this. Allah Azza wa Jalla then continues in verse 152. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ سَيَنَالُهُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَذِلَّةٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُفْتَرِينَ. Those who took to worshipping the calf will be afflicted by their Lord's wrath and by disgracing this life. This is the way we repay those who invent such falsehoods. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives his command, Jalla fi'ula. He gives his ruling upon those people who worshipped the calf besides him. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that they are the ones who will have upon them the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be disgraced in this life. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and that is how we repay those who invent such falsehoods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues in verse 153, والذين عملوا السيئات ثم تابوا من بعدها وآمنوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. But your Lord is most forgiving and most merciful towards those who do wrong, then repent afterwards and truly believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from His mercy, Jalla fi'ula. As Allah Azza wa Jalla often mentions in the Quran, Allah mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala the punishment of those who do evil and the wrong that they do and the haram that they do. And then Allah Azza wa Jal also mentions the mercy for those people who, even if they do wrong, they turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal and they seek His forgiveness and they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so those who worship the calf and they believed in that and they held onto it like a samiri, those people will be punished and Allah will be angry with them, and they will be disgraced in this life and they will be disgraced in the next life. Those who did wrong and did haram and they did evil deeds, but then they remember their Lord and they turn back to Allah and they repent and they seek Allah's forgiveness and His mercy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna rabbaka min ba'diha laghafurur rahim. Then your Lord after this is full of mercy and forgiveness subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something which is important for the believer always to remember. And that is how we overcome the traps of shaitan. Because the traps of shaitan and the plans of shaitan are only a success if you continue and you stay upon those plans and you follow them right through to the end until you die. But But if the plans of Shaitan catch you, or you fall into one of his plans and plots, but then you turn away from Shaitan and you turn back to Allah and you make tawbah and you seek Allah's forgiveness, then Shaitan didn't win anymore. You won. Because Allah forgave you and Allah protected you and Allah changed your evil deeds into good deeds and Allah Azza wa Jal honored you and blessed you and raised you in station. So where is the win in this for Shaitan? Even though he got you in the initial snare, he won initially, but he lost the battle. He lost in the end. And it is the end result that matters. Whereas the person who falls into the trap of Shaitan and thinks, okay, he's got me now, I may as well just continue. And then they continue upon that. That is the person who is allowing Shaitan to win and they are allowing themselves to lose. And so Allah Azza wa Jal gives us these principles in these two verses, 152 and 153. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse 154, وَلَمَّا سَكَتَ عَن مُوسَى الْغَضَبُ أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحِ وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ. When Musa's anger abated, he picked up the tablets on which were inscribed guidance and mercy for those who stood in awe of their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so then after Musa alayhi salam, his anger settled and it abated and he understood what had taken place. He took those tablets that he had brought that Allah Azza wa Jal had given to him. And they are the tablets that have within the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. He took them in terms of all of the good that they contain that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in it, the path to guidance, how to stay away from misguidance, the things that are beloved to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rulings of the sharia, of that sharia of Musa alayhi salam, what is halal and haram, the belief that they should have, the character that they should have, the etiquettes that they should abide by. All of this is goodness for humankind. And that is what the Quran contains for us. The Quran contains everything that you need that will benefit you in this life and in the next, that will give you success and will give you happiness, will give you contentment and tranquility. In terms of your dealings, in terms of your theology and belief, in terms of rulings, in terms of character and etiquettes, in terms of everything that you require as a human to live and flourish and grow in this dunya, you will find it all in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the time of Musa alayhi salam, that's the Torah, and in our time it is the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and within it there was huda wa rahma, or mercy and guidance, لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ, for those who stand in awe of their Lord. Meaning for those who truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal, fear the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the counting before Allah Azza wa Jal, those are the people who benefit. As we said, people who have humility, sincerity, people who have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the ones who benefit from these revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse 155, the final verse that we'll take today, Allah Azza wa Jal then continues and says, وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجَفَةُ قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِيَّايِ أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكَ تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. Musa chose from his people 70 men for our appointment. And when they were seized by trembling, he prayed, "My Lord, if you had chosen to do so, you could have destroyed them long before this and me too. So will you now destroy us for what the foolish amongst us have done? This is only a trial from you. Through it you cause whoever you will to stray and guide whoever you will, and you are our protector. So forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are the best of those who forgive." When the people of Bani Israel made tawbah and they turned back to Allah Azza wa Jal, Musa alayhi salam was told to choose 70 men from amongst them. And it is said that they were from the best from amongst them. That they should go and they should go to that meeting point with Allah Azza wa Jal again. And they should go and they should make tawbah there. And turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal, that he should accept the tawbah of Bani Israel for the shirk that they had just committed. And remember, in every sharia, in every prophet's sharia, there is a way that Allah Azza wa Jal commands them to do what he pleases subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they got there, it is said in some of the narrations that is when they asked to see Allah. And they said to Musa alayhi salam, "Let us see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And so Allah azza wa jal caused them to die. He punished them by the trembling that came and they were completely taken away. And that is why Musa alayhi salam then turns to Allah azza wa jal in humility, in humbleness. And he says, "Oh Allah, if you wish, you could have chosen to punish them long before this and me as well. So will you now destroy us, O Allah, because of the actions of some of the foolish from amongst us? So he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal when he sees what they did and the way that Allah Azza wa Jal held them to account. Musa alayhi salam turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility, in humbleness, in showing his poverty and need before him subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dua and supplication, and asks Allah Azza wa Jal to not hold all of the people to account because of the actions of the few that are foolish and that don't have knowledge. He says, إِنْهِ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكَ وَاللَّهِ. This is the way that you try people, and through this trial you misguide whomsoever you will, and you forgive and guide whomsoever you will. You are our protector, so forgive us and have mercy upon us, and you are the best of those who forgive. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then had mercy upon the people of Bani Israel. And so Allah Azza wa Jal chose this to be their method of making tawbah. And when they still showed a level of arrogance, then Allah Azza wa Jal dealt with them in the way that is mentioned in this verse. That is according to some of the scholars of tafsir, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. And inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode there. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next episode, we will continue with some of these lessons that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions concerning the story of Bani Israel, and the many blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon them, and the many lessons that we can take from their story. Barakallahu feekum, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.